This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams. And you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to The Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. Always a joy when we can get this guy on the program, Colorado State assistant coach Ali Farokhmanesh. Coach, thank you so much for being with us, man. We are so pumped up. I wish it was Thursday already, man. The anticipation is absolutely killing me, so we appreciate you jumping on.
No, absolutely, Brady. Thanks for having me on. I'm glad I got a little more time to prep. So I need this day to still prep for the game. So.
Well, yeah. I mean, what was going on with the travel stuff, Coach? I mean, that was bizarre. You guys were like up in the air. When are we leaving? What's happening here? Obviously, it got resolved, and you're there. You're practicing and doing it. But what a weird situation.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was strange. It got to like 10:30 at night. I got four kids, so we're like halfway packed because I'm like, well, Matt, we're not leaving until later, probably in the afternoon. Then we get a text about 10:40 that we're leaving. So I had a different level of panic because I was panicking because I had to try to figure out how I was going to get four kids ready by 8 o'clock in the morning to get to the airport. So that was a whole different issue. But in terms of us, it was just difficult in the sense that we were trying to plan out the next day, how we were going to practice, how everything was going to go. And then that kind of threw a wrench in it that we had to fly out early in the morning, change the practice time, get a new place to practice out in Indianapolis. But luckily, we got Aaron Katsuma on staff that handles that for us, so he got it done.
We're talking to CSU assistant coach Ali Farokhmanesh. Yeah, you got it done. You're there. It's all resolved, all figured out. March Madness. I mean, this has been a dream for you guys collectively as a team for a little bit now. And I know that was one of the big goals coming in. You have that opportunity going up against this Michigan team. And let's face it, Michigan is one of those teams nationally that no matter what, people are going to look at that team and Juwan Howard and say, hey, that's going to be a tough group to beat. Coach, do you guys look at that at all, the national perspective? I mean, to have you guys as dogs, to me, is a crime. It's criminal. But does that bug you at all, or does that add extra motivation that you guys are underdogs to an 11 seed in Michigan?
No, I don't even think we look at it like that. I think we've been the dogs. We're always the dogs. We lose the warm-up lines every night we go out, so... I think that's just the mentality that this group has in general. You can't really get caught up in all that because once you get started caught up in all these people that are saying things, well, then you're starting to worry about the wrong stuff. And all I know is anybody that's making decisions on where we are, where we're at, who's going to win, blah, 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 hasn't been at every single practice that I've been at every single year, every day. So, I know our guys, they know each other. We just handle it day by day, just like we have all year. And I know it's the cliche thing, but it truly is sticking to the process of how we go about our business. And doesn't matter what the opponent is, we have a set blueprint of how we do things. And we did the same thing that we did for Michigan, that we did for San Diego State and Boise State and St. Mary's and Mississippi State and all the other 25 wins.
Well, I was going to ask you too. Like, what's that transition like? I mean, you're so deep into Mountain West Conference play. I mean, you guys every other night. I loved watching this conference this year. But you're going up against guys that you know very well. A lot of stud players. Well, now you transition. You know this from your playing days, but that transition into March Madness, typically playing teams, you know, that you don't usually see. Certainly don't see on a yearly basis.
Yeah, it's fun to kind of get back to, you know, we can call a play and not the whole bench is screaming it out. So it'll be fun to be able to do some of that again and be able to run a little bit different offense and then go against a different style of offense on the other end of the floor too, and just prepare for new guys. The best part about our league this year, like you were saying, Brady, was, man, we had some dudes. I mean, you talk about Bryce Hamilton, probably one of the best scorers in the country that people don't know about. Then you got, I mean, Graham Ike up the road, and like he's giving fits to Indiana last night. Then you got Hunter Maldonado. You can go down the line, Justin Bean, Orlando Robinson. So we've seen some high level guys that I don't think some of them that aren't playing in the national stage, whether it's the NCAA or NIT tournaments. We got a ton of NBA talent in this league that's helped prepare us for this next step, because every night out now, the rest of the way, like somebody on everybody's roster is getting some looks at the NBA or high-level Europe. So that's what's exciting, is I really truly believe the Mountain West prepared us for this first game.
I agree with you 100%. It was a stacked conference, no question about it. Makes sense that four teams got in. One of those guys that's obviously a stud that maybe can play at that next level, that's Hunter Dickinson. Seven one. He's a monster of a man. Talk to us. Can you give us a little insight as far as, you know, what you guys can do to ultimately slow him down, or what that looks like?
Yeah, I mean, I had our guys watch the Game of Thrones and look at the mountain, because that's basically what he is. But he's huge. I mean, he's a great player too. I mean, he's probably one of the best passers. That's kind of the unique skill set with him, is, man, he can really pass the ball. They almost use him in the pinch a little bit, like our offense, how we use our bigs to make some decisions as well. But, man, he's big. He's strong. He's got great touch with his left hand. He can really pass it. So we're going to have to be on point in terms of our defensive game plan and how we're going to try to mess some stuff up for him and kind of slow down their rhythm offensively. And a lot of it goes through him. He's kind of a point forward, I guess. When we put Roddy in the pinch, it's really similar to us when we give Roddy the ball in the pinch and kind of move him around also. So it's a great matchup, but that's where I'm lucky. I don't like playing Graham Ike twice. I don't like playing Orlando Robinson. I don't like playing those guys. But they've definitely prepared us for playing a guy like Hunter Dickinson.
Devontae Jones, you get this story. Devontae Jones, he's another one of those great players for Michigan. He's officially ruled as out. How do you guys handle that news? I know how we handle it and everything, and I know how the gambling lines and all that go, but what do you guys talk about when you hear that, hey, one of their key players is not going to play tomorrow?
Nothing. Doesn't change anything. Somebody else is going to step up. That's what March is all about. And then I also think, like, I'm not going to believe it until it can be official, unofficial, whatever it is. I'll
sure.
believe it when we step on the floor tomorrow at 12:15.
I mean, that's probably the way to look at it, Coach. We're talking to CSU assistant coach Ali Farouk-Manesh. Got a couple of minutes here. How much of your experience do you use with the guys going forward here? Because I always pull it up because I just like to see it. That Sports Illustrated cover that you're on, I think it's cool because there's like a mention of Michael Jordan at the top. So you're gracing the cover, and then there's Michael Jordan. I mean, that's you got to blow that thing up. That's got to be everywhere in the house, right, Coach?
Yeah, I'm trying to get Coach Medved to put it up in the new locker room. Put it just a whole wall over there, but I don't know if that's going to pass.
I will sign off on that if you need
exactly.
a petition. I'm in.
But yeah, in terms of talking to guys, like I talked to them the night before, because it's the pageantry of what makes the NCAA tournament great is that everyone's involved. Everyone's talking about it. Everyone's excited about it. And man, you get text messages from people you haven't heard from in years. You get text messages from people you don't have their phone numbers. And that's part of it, but you got to embrace it for the first couple of days. And, you know, that's part of the fun. That's retweeting, the likes, everything that you're getting out of it. But then at some point you got to shut off and you got to respond to the people that have been with you from day one, when we were losing games to Arkansas State 3 years ago. Those same people, like, you stay in touch with them right now and answer to them. But everyone else, like, they'll understand if they're real, they'll understand that, hey, like, I got to lock in. I didn't come here just to play in the NCAA tournament. I came here to win in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, it's been an honor to follow you guys. Love watching you. Excited for the timing, too. I mean, I always look at this. I say there's no prime time when it comes to March Madness because every game is March Madness. Doesn't matter if it's 10:15 in the morning. All eyes are going to be on Colorado State. What an awesome opportunity for this Rams team to grow that brand even more. And, man, just hats off to you, the staff, Coach Medved, the players. It's such a fun, great group of people.
No, it's fun. It means more when you're doing it with people that you love. And there's definitely love in this gym, in this team, and within the community, too. I think you saw it over the last five games, especially when it was sold out. I mean, Moby was electric. I remember hearing the quote from Brian Dutcher, the head coach at San Diego State, saying they had to literally change what they were doing offensively and figure out how they were going to do hand signals only because they couldn't communicate anything. And that's what's been fun about it. That's what's been exciting. And hopefully we get a good contingent of people coming out to Indianapolis. And I know there'll be a ton of Ram fans watching on CBS tomorrow, but hopefully get a little bit of Moby Madness tomorrow over the Pacers Arena.
Yeah, I'm pumped for you, Coach. We appreciate your time. I know you're busy and it's chaotic for you, but we wish you the best of luck here from the whole show from KFKA, and just go get them tomorrow, okay?
Nah, thanks, Brady. I appreciate it.
All right, there we go. CSU assistant coach Ali Farokmanesh. This team's ready to go, man. I love what he says, too. Hey, does Devontae Jones being out mean anything to you? Nope. We're not changing anything. We're just going to assume that the next guy is even better. That's the mindset. And, hey, who better to talk about March Madness a little bit than Ali Farokmanesh? I mean, what he did, of course, to Kansas all those years ago with that buzzer-beater shot for Northern Iowa. I mean, it's pretty cool. Great guy. All right, we're off until Monday. Good luck with your brackets. If you didn't get into ours, chance to win $500. Sorry. That's going to do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.